Derealization. This is a symptom that will cause your perception to be altered, and it will make you feel a sense of being in a strange or unreal reality. People have described it to me as a feeling of being disconnected from the world, being disconnected from your environment, unable to be spontaneous, lacking any depth of emotion. Someone said it felt as if they were observing everyone and everything around them through a thick veil, or that feeling distant, or feeling cut off or spaced out and withdrawn from the world. I remember one person describing it as being in a dream or an almost trance-like state in an unfamiliar world. These are statements you may have seen in my book, because that's where, you know, it came from, what I was told over the years. I had this derealization very intensely during withdrawal, and yes, those are exactly the words I would have used to describe how I felt. Again, like the depersonalization, this is something that will go. It's not a dissociative disorder, as in a non-withdrawal sense. It's caused by the state of your receptors, and as they heal, this will recede and eventually go. Sometimes it goes spontaneously without being a gradual improvement. However it works out for you, just remind yourself that it will go eventually, that this is your healing in action. And the way to deal with this derealization is to do as many grounding exercises as you can throughout the day, just so you have a sense of connectedness. So you're going to ground yourself with regards to your environment, so you're mindful of your surroundings, and you can do exercises that will focus on that, and that will give you a sense of, it won't take the derealization away, but it will make you feel more balanced and more grounded. Okay, so you keep going, you keep holding on, you just remember that this is a symptom that's gonna go, and so you normalize it and you deal with each day as it comes, and know that recovery is on its way. Thank you.